One, two, is this on?
And welcome to another bang.
Please, ban the basketball housewives.
Sad to see Dog the Bounty Hunter coming to an end.
Who the fuck? What the fuck? Why?
My comic book nerd brain cannot accept it.
That's the dumbest fucking premise for a show I've ever heard in my life.
How you enjoying the action? Oh yeah, WWE action is great.
Yeah, she,
right,
you know,
I watch it all the time.
No, you don't.
I love the John Cena.
I love the John Cena.
I don't know how she became foreign, but
and that's the drop.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is back, causing mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arrest me. Just in competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the rain start the street. If you don't know, you better find out the wolf pack. It'll prove a point. Number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for them. Come in the grave with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. You might wind up in a body bag.
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G, and I'm joined by my brother, the Adam Black.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And we also have Mr. Banff in the house tonight.
Evening, bitches.
Hello. How the fuck are you?
We good, man.
Right.
And you can find out more information about us at our website, theclicknation.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. The at name is at theclicknation. We also have a Facebook fan page you can go and like, facebook.com/theclicknation. You can circle us and add us to your circles on Google+. Just search for The Click Nation. And we also have a Google+ community you can be a part of. Just search for The Click Nation Community. We have a YouTube channel you can subscribe to, youtube.com/TheClickNation. Make sure to subscribe also on iTunes and Stitcher Radio to the podcast. And if you ever have any feedback you'd like to have read on the show, you can send that to TheClickNation@gmail.com. Oh, and also make sure to check out comicrelated.com, where you can find our podcast and many other comic-related podcasts. And also shout-outs to popculturenetwork.com for providing me with the comic books that I do my comic book reviews on. So with all that out the way, how's y'all's week's been?
It's been good. Been good.
Life has been very good. I haven't been to work since, like, Thursday.
What's the reason for this?
Housewife sucking. I'm taking some time off.
Oh, okay.
But that's what I do.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's why I be enjoying my weekends.
Right.
So, the topic for tonight's podcast will be our 2013 Outlook. And I must give a special thanks to Kojak Delta on Twitter, who suggested that we do a show based on what we're looking forward to this year. And that can include things in music, movies, comics, wrestling, everything that we like discussing on the show. So later on, we'll start reading off some of the things, topics, or events we're looking forward to later in 2013. But for now, we're going to stay on schedule and check in with Mr. Bamp for what the fuck is out on Blu-ray.
Ain't shit out. That's all bullshit. Not bullshit. It's a couple. It's a, like a couple things coming out this week. This week, and what the fuck is coming out on Blu-ray? Excuse me. The first thing that is awaiting release. Well, has been released today, which is February 26, 2013. Is The Master, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Amy Adams. Oscar-nominated film. Didn't get to see this one, but it is actually definitely high on my list of things to see. Like they have Amy Adams, Joaquin Phoenix, and Philip Seymour Hoffman. So, you know, that came out today. Also, Silent Hill 3D Revolution, whatever the fuck, who gives a damn. No one wants to see that bullshit. So yeah, Somebody buy that shit.
So a sparse week in Blu-ray releases.
It's a very, very sparse week in Blu-ray releases. The biggest title that is coming out this week, this Saturday, is the Twilight Saga: Breaking Dawn Part 2. For all you fans who enjoy wooden acting, bad script, and sparkly vampires. Yeah.
Now let me chime in here, because I did see Breaking Dawn Part 2 over the weekend at the $2 theater here in Athens. And I enjoyed it. It was fun.
You know what the crazy thing about it? I've been hearing that it's actually pretty good, because I hate the Twilight movies. But I looked at Breaking Dawn Part 1 and I was like, you know what? The acting is still wooden, the script still sucks, but this is actually kind of rather entertaining. And I think it's because I've lowered up my expectations so much for these movies.
Oh.
And it's kind of like, oh, wow, that's actually rather entertaining.
Yeah, you can't do that.
What? They suck. I'm sorry. What the hell you want me to do?
I said you can't get your hopes up.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Gotta go in with low expectations.
Wow.
Lower expectations. What show was that from?
Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Oh, snap. But, so, you know, I mean...
No, I'm sorry. Mad TV. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know, I may give it a gander. I may give Part 2 a gander, you know.
And, you know...
Let's see.
I did see Part 1, which, like you said, was very wooden. At least stuff happened in the Part 2. Like, there was fighting, there was a recruitment drive. You know, I'm a sucker for those recruitment drives where they get their teams together, then there's the big standoff, and there were vampires. All the vampires had different abilities. It was like the X-Men.
Oh, wow. Only with sparkly vampires.
Yeah.
And wooden acting. Wait a minute, there's wooden acting in the X-Men movies.
Hey.
Oh, God. Yeah. But yeah, that's what the fuck is coming out on Blu-ray this week. Hey.
Alrighty. So, now we're transitioning on over to some Click Nation news. This section of the Click Nation podcast is brought to you by D. Adam Black.
Alright, y'all. Going to talk some Click Nation news tonight. This episode will have aired by the time this podcast will be available for download. There's going to be a episode of Law & Order SVU coming up on Wednesday, February the 27th, which will star... the story will be based around a plot... where the episode's called Funny Valentine. Two celebrities are intertwined by abuse. A popular female R&B star who is viciously beaten by her boyfriend, a 20-something hip-hop star who unconvincingly insists that he's not a horrible human being. The incident receives media coverage as prosecutors pursue legal action, but the victim continues to put herself in danger, according to the clip's synopsis. Of course, that probably does sound familiar to you all.
Well, actually, it doesn't.
That would be if you would take out the R&B chick and...
Oh, Chris Brown and Rihanna?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is news, why?
Well, they're going to do it. The twist will be that the R&B bad boy will get killed, and they, of course, the girl will be your prime suspect. And of course, you know, the big deal is everyone's like, this is like art imitating life, and you know, everyone's thinking that this will one day happen, or think this may happen.
Except they're actually back together in real life.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, and she beat his ass. He beat her ass, and yeah. A lot of people made a big deal about it when they read it, and I just figure I'd include it.
That's stupid. I mean, come on. Yeah, because this is my thing. I know if I'm sick of hearing about the whole Chris Brown Rihanna situation, I'm pretty sure they are sick of hearing about it.
You know? Yeah.
I mean.
Well, you know Chris is a bit sick of it.
Right. Because this is my thing, you know, and I by no means condone what Chris did, you know, but. It's like the public doesn't want, they want him to live in that moment for the rest of his life. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and I don't think that's not fair to him or Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if he really is trying to make a change in his life. You know, keep beating that over your head. You know, and then you know you got to have people that say, well, why does he act the way he acts? I mean, fuck it, if you don't think I'm a bad guy and think I'm the worst person alive, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do, eat too. So, you know,
I'm a bad man.
What he said. You know, I think it's just ridiculous that, you know, we still, this is what, 3-4 years later now? And people are still making such a big deal about what he did. I mean, Chad Johnson beat the hell out of a couple months ago, and don't nobody say shit about her. Say shit about his ass, no damn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what? You know, I mean, I really think the only reason people say they're still saying shit about it is because it was Rihanna. That's the only reason. You know, because nobody gives a damn about what's her name? From Basketball Wives?
Evelyn.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about Evelyn like that. You know? So Chad Johnson can beat the fuck out of her ass and they get back together and nobody saying shit about it.
Because she's not famous.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, since it's Rihanna, and Rihanna is this, you know, everybody loves Rihanna. She's this darling, you know, or the music industry, or, you know, beauty, you know, beautiful girl, you know, it's a problem that this dude, I mean, Chris Brown will forever be a monster because of it, you know. I think it's fucking stupid, but, you know,
beautiful
that's
monster.
Just me going off. Beautiful monster. But that's just me going off on a rant. You know.
What else you got in news?
Oh, okay, Tim, shut it down. Okay,
Again.
Yeah, Shailene, there are pictures going around. We've talked, you know, off air where we're talking about the Spider-Man costume. Basically, it looks like the original costume from the other Sam Raimi movies without the silver webbing and its black webs. Looks pretty good, you know. There's also pictures of, I believe her name is Shailene Woodley, walking around with her hair red as she will be set to play Mary Jane Watson Amazing Spider-Man sequel. What are y'all's thoughts on it?
I guess they'll probably change the outfit every movie.
I mean,
I didn't really see it as a major deal. I mean, I was able to see the costume. Ooh.
Right. I'm not that big of a Spider-Man fan, so I could really give a shit less what they do with it.
Just make the movie good.
Yeah, just make the movie good. That's all we care about. Yeah.
Okay. Shailene, she just looks very plain. That's all I had to say when I saw her. I was like, that's her?
You got a link to this chick?
Yeah, I'll eat. I am it to you.
Yeah, plus I just put it in the chat window. I'll see this plain Jane.
Yeah.
Plain Mary Jane.
Plain Mary Jane.
But yeah,
if I can find one.
But yeah, like I said, just very, it's ordinary, of course. It doesn't look like she has any type of makeup on, so, you could have that going on, too. But yeah, we have our Mary Jane. Today, Monday, February, yesterday, on the 25th, there has been an online copyright alert system launch. Copyright owners and internet service providers, or ISPs, including Comcast, AT&T, Cablevision, Time Warner, and Verizon, will begin issuing notices to illegal downloaders this week as part of the newly launched Copyright Alert System. The initiative by the Center for Copyright Information will target consumers suspected of pirating or sharing copyrighted movies, TV shows, and music. Content owners will work with ISPs to send a series of 6 escalating warnings to users suspected of copyright violation. After receiving 2 educational copyright alerts, violators will be sent 2 additional alerts requiring a response, followed by 2 final alerts accompanied by a reduction of internet speed and or forced redirection to a landing page requiring further action. They're after you.
They ain't come. After me.
Oh god.
They ain't after me. I don't download shit legally. I just don't.
I know people still do it, but I just figured that kind of thing just wasn't a major deal anymore, because it's not like it's hard to stop, ain't it? But these guys are going to make a good effort. Man, of all the people that I've known, I know one person was actually sent a notice a few years back for downloading. He used to download movies.
Right.
And he got a notice in his email saying that, he got a warning, and, after that he stopped. But, after a while he went back to do it again.
Yeah, we'll see how it works. I mean, I don't think you really can't. I mean, that's a lot of policing you have to do. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to catch up on it. Because, if you were going to do this, this should have been done at the beginning of the internet.
Yeah.
So now you got a few billion people running around the internet downloading shit. Okay, that's a lot of fucking policing you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And everybody's done it. I mean, shit, everybody's downloaded at least one illegal song in their time. So, we'll see what happens.
All right. This past weekend, it was a soft weekend. Dwayne Johnson, or The Rock's new movie, Snitch, came in number 2 with $13 million. Dark Skies received $8.9 million, and Escape from Planet Earth rose up the charts. And the number one overall movie was Identity Thief, which was number 3 the previous weekend, and just keeps on earning money. It has $93.7 million as of today.
Which movie?
Yay. Identity Thief. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest shock, biggest fall I've seen, you know, drastic wise from number 1 to number 5 was A Good Day to Die Hard, which earned $10 million for the weekend, but so far has earned $51.8 over 2 weeks.
So far, Bruce Willis holds the advantage over Arnold Schwarzenegger and
Sylvester Stallone
in their 80s action star, still trying to show that they got it. Contest.
Plant Hollywood contest.
Ha! That's funny.
I'm just saying. But yeah, and you know, I mean, that may explain why they chose to put A Good Day to Die Hard in the winter months instead of during the summer.
Duh.
Because they knew it wasn't going to, you know, really be big for the summer, during the summer.
They know, they're smart enough to know that the Die Hard movies aren't made for summer releases anymore.
Right.
Last one came out during the summer.
Did it?
Yeah,
it did. It like the beginning of the summer it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it ain't gonna come out deep in the summer. Yeah. July? Never. July? Yeah, no.
I know the third one did come out in the summer. I can't remember with the first two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both came out in the summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, will there be another Die Hard?
Probably.
I don't know. I ain't seen this one. I heard it sucked.
Yeah, I saw it. It was a Die Hard movie. I mean, it was okay. I mean, it's slightly ahead of Die Hard. What was it? The fourth one is slightly ahead of that one.
Live Free.
Yeah, Live Free or Die Hard. It's slightly ahead of that one. It's R-rated. It's got live action. It's short.
Do we take guesses as what the title of the next one would be called?
What'd you call the last one?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
About Time You Die Hard.
Die Hardest.
Yeah, Die Hardest. Die Harder Than a Mug.
Yeah, man.
This motherfucker's a whole old. He need to die hard.
Die, just die.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the different world reference. I like that.
Word to different world.
Oh, wow.
What else you got in news?
Matthew Vaughn is going to produce the Fantastic Four reboot.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Which he had stayed on First Class sequel.
Yeah, and you know, there's also the news that Bryan Singer said he's going to fix problems that were present in the X-Men movies. I just figured he would probably.
I could fix it for him. How about they not let him do it?
Yeah, I'm good. I had this discussion on Twitter. I guess it might have been last week. I'm getting very worried about this movie.
I know, right? Because it's like, I'm like, how many motherfucking people are you gonna put in this damn movie?
And every day there's a new, some leaked something about the movie.
Right.
It's too much information coming out now.
Too much information. Too many people gonna be in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bryan Singer probably need to sit the fuck down and read an X-Men comic book at least once in his life. You know.
All we're missing so far are Famke, whatever, Jensen, and Halle Berry making returns.
They haven't, or they are?
That's all we're missing, just about, from people, all the returning people.
I think Franca Johnson, she's going to be, I think she's doing a cameo in Wolverine.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Halle Berry will probably not do it, because from what I'm understanding, Halle Berry hates Bryan Singer, so, you know.
Shit, she needs to.
I don't give a fuck, cause I didn't want her ass to play Storm anyway. You know,
I didn't either. But I mean, she of all the bad movies she done,
right?
Yeah,
She's got one coming out. Yeah. Produced by the WWE.
The fuck she doing in a WWE produced movie? At WWE Films.
Oh, well, no, they didn't.
Wait, what, is, they what the fuck does she have to do with the, any movie that has WWE somewhere associated with it, put it that way?
I think what the deal is with that movie, WWE bought it. They bought the right to... the movie was pretty much... Well, I don't know, because what's-his-face is in it. David Otunga is in that movie, I think.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Because I thought WWE just bought it, but...
Uh-huh, Halle Berry ass gonna be on Raw, guest host.
Oh, God.
Right. We can only hope.
We hope? Do we honestly hope that the Raw guest stars have been just...
If they haven't had guest stars lately.
Well, yeah, they but really all the ones they've had have sucked.
Now, she wouldn't be a host. Well, actually, they would make her a host if she ever actually... Were to show up. I was gonna say she'd just be the person in the crowd they talked to for a second, like after commercial break. How you enjoying the action? Oh yeah, WWE action is great.
Yeah, she. Hey, you know,
I watch it all the time.
No,
you don't.
I love the John Cena.
I love the John Cena.
I don't know how she became foreign, but.
And that's the drop. Alright.
Wow.
Oh shit. Alright. VH1 is producing a biopic of R&B group TLC.
I heard this bullshit.
Why is it bullshit? Because it's by VH1?
No. I don't give a damn about that. It's the person they got playing Left Eye. It's pissing me off.
Oh, Little something?
Little mama.
What the fuck?
Little mama.
Who the fuck? What the fuck?
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Oh, God. Anyway, Keke Palmer from Akilah the Bee and Little Mama from America's Best Dance Crew.
Woo!
And Drew Sidora from Step Up are set to star in Crazy Sexy Cool, the TLC story. Palmer will portray Chili. Lil Mama will take on the role, as Bamp said, of Left Eye Lopez. And Sidora will play T-Boz. In the full-length TV movie about the trio's lives and careers. And, let's see, the film is slated to begin shooting next month in Atlanta, where Chili, Left Eye, and T-Boz started their rise to fame. The two surviving members of the group serve as consultants and executive producers. So you don't think Lil Mama can do it, Bamp?
Well, if she was doing a little Bow Wow biopic, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be down for that, but, you know, No. It's going to suck. The movie's going to suck anyway because it's a VH1 movie.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever seen VH1's movies? Like that damn Hammer movie from about a decade or so ago? Please, everybody, look it up. The Hammer movie. Oh, hilarious.
Did they make that?
Yeah, they made that.
That was entertaining.
Horrible. So yeah, that's gonna suck, dude. The movie itself is gonna suck, and then you know, Little Mama, really? I mean, really? Didn't find anybody else? Anybody? You?
No. No.
What? Those questions?
Could they have found anyone else? One more before we get to the Oscar stuff. Rupert Wyatt, who was directing the Rise of the Planet of the Apes, who directed Rise of the Planet of the Apes, is in early talks to helm the movie The Equalizer, which is going to be loosely based on the TV series that starred Edward Woodward as a mysterious former government. A covert ops officer who helped people in trouble, And that was from the 80s TV show. Yeah. And reportedly, Denzel Washington is in talks to star in the movie.
Oh, I'll go see that.
Yeah.
What? I will go see that.
I like that movie with the... that they showed during Raw last night, the commercial for... with, who's the dude from the black guy? Fate Lucius Fox? Morgan Freeman was, like, the president?
No, that's The Fall of Olympus.
Yeah,
Olympus Falls. Mm-hmm. He's not the president. He winds up stepping in to become the president when the president gets kidnapped. He's like the Speaker of the House or whatever, and he winds up having to step in and become the president.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
From what I understand, it's one of three movies that are pretty much around that same plot that come out this year.
Yeah, because the other two are Will Smith and Tom Cruise related, right?
I believe
so. Projects.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, final bit of news. The Oscars, the Oscar Award ceremony was this past Sunday. And we are going to go over the winners since we talked about, you know, we'd had a whole podcast dedicated to it a few weeks back. So here are your 2013 Oscar winners. Cue WWE Hall of Fame music.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And this is where you praise Donald Trump for 30 minutes.
Oh shit! Well, you gotta kiss his ass. You know how. Jesus Christ! I'm not even gonna get to that shit.
You ain't gotta do shit you don't want to do, but you know.
All right. The winner for performance by actor in a supporting role went to Christoph Waltz in Django Unchained. Well deserved.
Yay.
Best animated short film was won by Paper Man.
I actually saw that.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was the only animated short I saw since I think the only animated film I saw this year was, well, I guess if,
Oh, that was in front of Wreck-It Ralph, right?
Yeah, it was in front of Wreck-It Ralph. I was going to say, unless, whatchamacallit doesn't count, Rise of the Guardians.
Oh, you saw
that?
It was decent. It had action and stuff, you know. I enjoyed it.
Easter Bunny and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice, you know, sort of. Like I said, another, like, assembled. Guardians Assemble movie.
Yeah. He likes teen movies. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like I like my teen books.
Mm hmm.
Right.
Except the only teen books he likes are, you know, the X Men, but, you know.
Yeah. I read Avengers stuff now just because you kind of have to if you're going to follow the Marvel Universe.
Pretty much. They rule everything.
Bastards.
Whatever. Anyway, Brave won Best Animated Feature Film.
Mm-hmm.
Life of Pi won Achievement in Cinematography.
Which I don't understand.
How's that, sir?
It's not really technically it's not technically cinematography when 99% of the movie is CGI. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing to light, really. Because they're doing all the lighting cues and everything in the computer.
Right.
I don't get that. Okay. You know, that's just me. That might be me being a little too picky. Right.
No problem. Life of Pi also won visual achievement in visual effects. Anna Karenina won costume design. I'm going to get to some that we actually, you know, beyond technical. No offense to Les Mis, who won the makeup and hairstyling. Live action short film went to Curfew by Sean Christensen.
But you were going to get to someone we cared about.
What? But these people. Okay, never mind. All right. You don't want to know about best foreign language.
Just say who won best picture, best actor, best actress.
Yep. That's it. We get.
Oh. Okay. No achievement in sound editing. Okay. let's see, performance by an actress in a supporting role, Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables.
I like on
Les Miserables.
On Howard Stern's show, they were picking at how she always acts like she's always out of breath every time she wins an award.
I just don't.
Y'all wrong, Phil.
Let's see. Adapted screenplay was won by Argo. Original screenplay went to Django Unchained.
Django.
Achievement in directing went to Ang Lee for Life of Pi.
Life of Pi cleaned house, just about.
Pretty much. The only award won by the Silver Linings Playbook went to Jennifer Lawrence, who won for Best Performance by an Actress.
Yeah, she fell on her ass, too. Hilarious.
Yep. And Best Performance by an Actor in a Lean Role went to Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln. And Best Motion Picture went to Argo.
Yay.
Any surprises for the
Really.
No?
Not really.
No surprises, because I hadn't seen any of the movies, so kind of hard to make judgments.
Right. No. I don't think I'm surprised at is the fact that, I mean, we used to hate Ben Affleck. Affleck, we used to hate your ass. Now he's the man. He's a distinguished filmmaker. He's a filmmaker now.
Well, it proves that anyone can, you know, rebound, because what, it was 2003 when he had all those movies that came out, and it was like, man, all those movies sucked.
Right.
Then the J-Lo shit, and there you go. Okay.
So, good for him.
All right, Tim, you said you had some comic book news? Yes.
Website here. Let's see. Marvel, the past 2 days, has released some teaser images. One was actually just a big red number one with a bunch of their Marvel heroes' names inside the number one. People start speculating, could this be like maybe an omnibus of all the number one issues from Marvel Now, or maybe a new comic book period, or let's see. Then today they came out with another one, and they called it the Count on Marvel teaser image, and it's a bunch of red slash marks, basically
the count marks.
Yeah, the count mark. And it totals 52, which of course is the number of that DC Comics had decided to stick with their new 52. So now people are starting to get the clues of maybe Marvel's just taking shots at DC through public media. So maybe tomorrow we get a different one.
I'm tired of teasers. Good grief.
I just want them to be actually emailed into my inbox. That's my new goal.
To be a distinguished journalist.
Yeah, I want to be on the mailing list for all the other websites like iFanboy and Newsarama that get this stuff emailed to them, so they can go write their posts. I don't want to write the posts off of someone else's post information.
I mean, you could just paste the picture and just...
I mean, that's what I do now, but I still...
I understand where he's coming from. He won't break the news.
Yes, I want to be breaking news.
Don't want to get the news from Newsarama and then put it on our site. He wants it emailed directly to him. You know, Marvel Comics to Tim.
Yeah, I need to see that at Marvel.com in the from message.
I know exactly how you feel. Exactly what you mean.
For now, I will continue to, instead of just retweeting or sharing comic book news, I will try to find the time to actually go and create the blog post on our website, theclicknation.com, as you can see, which I've been doing starting this Monday. But yeah. Also,
I know what you mean. Damn it.
Yeah, you feel me. Mr. Bant feels
me. I do. Yeah.
It could even be the same for music news, even though I don't really
put
on music news, but maybe one of y'all could get in on that.
Email me this shit. I mean, you know, they can email me. Hell.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. I can take my shit on my phone. Hell.
So I think I'm going to start daily bothering the DC Comics and Marvel Twitter accounts by requesting this. I sent them tweets today.
Right, I'm finna start fucking with damn. I'm gonna fuck with damn OK Clay, see if I can become like a damn story writer on that.
Yeah.
A blog on OK Clay, that's what I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
And I get some free freaking shit.
I know, right?
Right.
And let's see, also, the New York Post spoiled the surprise in Batman Incorporated number 8. Guess what? Damien dies.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Oh.
After the fact.
Well, yeah, by the time this.
Yeah, again. By the time this comes out, it definitely.
He'll be dead.
Yeah, he'll be dead, and you better have read it by now. I actually was reading it before we start recording, so I need to finish it. Doesn't really help that haven't been keeping up with, or reading Batman Incorporated at all.
That's how I felt when I first read it.
Yeah, I'm on the part where it looks like. Well, the part where Batman's holding him, and he like, cause I'm like, dang, he got shot up and beat up and arrows stuck in him.
He died a hero's death, I'll say that.
Gee, did he?
Well, he went down fighting, I'll just say
he went
that.
Down fighting horribly.
God.
he did fight back, but I mean, it's just like
he won't do him Boromir from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's like impaled like a Dragon Ball Z character.
I mean, this is my thing. Who kind of sort of did not see this coming? I mean, the name of the damn Batman storyline is Death of the Family. I mean,
well, no, it's not in that story. That was the.
It's not in that story?
Yeah, this is in the Batman Incorporated, which actually, even though supposedly it is in the same continuity.
I know what it
is. Kind of been off doing his own thing.
It
wasn't even a part of the Death of the Family crossover.
Yeah.
Oh, so he could just be dead in that book and alive in all the other ones. That would be so hilarious.
No, but actually, the other books will deal with the fallout from Batman Incorporated.
Yeah, this was. I think this was basically Grant Morrison's way of, you know, finishing the story he had for Damian.
But it's. I don't know, I think the timing of it's bad. It's like they just finished the Death of the Family, then this happens.
Yeah.
Been a rough couple weeks for the Batman family.
Yeah.
But
it has been, but yep. We were waiting for the belt. Yeah. I mean, you know, if they keep Damian dead, you know,
supposedly he's dead as dead. That's what the artist said.
Yeah, you know, as dead as Jason Todd.
Yeah.
Dead as Bucky.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The only one that stayed dead, Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Yep. He's dead. Dead is dead.
That's all the comic book news I believe I have.
We will ring the bell 10 times for Damian Wayne.
Know the fuck we won't.
Hey, it's only 10. We can give 10 dings.
Ding.
No.
You sure?
Positive.
Just saying.
Oh, and also in wrestling news, Jack Swagger got arrested.
And yeah,
looks like he's not going to be punished.
Yep, doesn't look like he will be punished.
What did he get arrested for?
Smoke. He got arrested.
He got pulled over, and he had weed in the car. He had the weeds.
Oh, yep. he had tweeds in the car.
Yep. Yeah.
And supposedly it's like it was his third strike and some other stuff.
And they're not going to punish him.
And no, they didn't squash him on Monday.
No, I don't think he was like on a. I don't think he had been caught before with anything. He just, you know, he just got arrested. You know, he got caught this one time. You know, because right now he's set to be one of the main events for WrestleMania against Alberto Del Rio.
To create the whole... We are the people.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of seems kind of very political.
Just to go up against Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah.
You people.
We're going to take the country back. Of course, Jack Swagger's not saying this. His manager is Seb Coulter, who we all know as Dirty Dutch Mantel.
I was about to say, I don't know him.
But,
I was like, am I supposed to recognize Dutch Mantel?
Like, who the fuck is he?
But, you know, wrestling legend. But he's his mouthpiece, but somewhat of a legend. He's known. But yes, I knew him.
I'll go look him up on Wikipedia. Hold on.
Wikipedia will have the answers.
Yeah,
told y'all.
Fucking hate Wikipedia. But since I don't know him, Wikipedia will suffice.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and basically Zeb Coulter is his manager, and he basically does the whole, you know, we gotta take the country back, and we gotta do all this, and of course we gotta go up against a Mexican.
So
that really pushes this point home.
Damn dirty Mexicans!
Even though,
we gotta take the title back from this damn dirty spit, huh?
You know they aren't going to actually say that, but you know, that will be the whole thing.
I hate those angles. Those angles are so stupid.
But here's another piece of that story is that Glenn Beck, you know, everyone knows him, political.
I know that cocksucker.
Political commentator said that, you know, they got wind of that angle. This was before Jack Swagger got arrested, and they, you know, Glenn Beck is, you know, I hate wrestling, all these people are stupid and that type of thing. And they, WWE was in Dallas, which is the home of Glenn Beck, and they said, on Raw Monday, you can come, say whatever you feel like, be a part of the show. He declined. He said, I will be busy doing anything else. And this weekend, Swagger and Coulter did a promo where they broke character and basically explained the process of what they were doing to Glenn Beck. You know, gave their real names and everything. Right. And even on Monday, supposedly Michael Cole, I didn't see this on Raw, but Cole went to Glenn Beck's offices with a camera crew and tried to talk to him, but apparently he, of course, declined comment. So there you go. That's the saga of Jack Swagger.
Probably
the most he's been talked about in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Right. Oh well.
Yeah.
Yep. I will. That's it for news.
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right. So since we've been foregoing breaks lately, we'll just transition on over to the main topic of discussion for tonight, and that is our 2013 outlook. So basically, we just decided to compile a list of the things we're looking forward to the most this upcoming year, at least going forward. I guess I can start things off, at least name them. I didn't actually make too much of a list. I sort of made it in my mind. But one thing I'm looking forward to next month is MegaCon 2013 in Orlando, Florida.
Woo!
Comic book convention. I think I'm gonna go.
Awesome.
Yeah. So looking forward to that. Gonna try to link up with some Twitter folks down there. Meet some of the, I think the, let's see, Jay Corduroy on Twitter. He's down in Orlando, and one of the Cold Slither podcast listeners and Click Nation listeners, Dave Nappy, Classics friend, he said he was going to try to go down there. So it should be a good time. Their website, which let me pull it up so I get everyone the link. MegaConvention.com has a list of all the comic book people who are supposed to be there, which I guess since I'm on the website now, I'll try to bring it up. Let's see here. Media guests, comic book guests. It's a lot, so I'll just start naming the ones I actually recognize. Neil Adams.
Comic book legend.
That's enough right there.
Yeah, a bunch of Adams who I don't recognize. Jason Adams, Joel Adams, and Josh Adams. All work on different books. Mark Bagley.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Jim Chung. Or Jimmy Chung, depending on which name you want to give him. I like his art. Frank Chow. Mike Choi. Chris Claremont. Hey now. Chuck Dixon. Steve Epting. Francisco Francavilla. Steve McNiven. Clay Mann. Jimmy Palmiotti. Paul Pelletier.
Okay.
Aquaman artist.
Yes.
Mateo Scalera. Secret Avengers and about to take over Avenging Spider-Man, I believe. Brandon Peterson, Gail Simone, Frank Thierry, Tim Townsend, Mark Wade, Ethan Van Sciver, and finally, yeah, that's about it. So yeah, looking forward to that.
Cool.
And you guys want to name some of yours?
I will not be going to a convention this year. Well, at least, you know, that ain't going to be the plan for a minute. Right now, I'm kind of looking forward to some movies that'll be coming out this year. Coming up soon will be Oz the Great and Powerful. I saw the commercials. I'm liking what I'm seeing. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good story, so I'll go ahead and trust, it's Sam Raimi, right, that's doing this one, right?
Okay.
I trust him, and I'll just go ahead and jump into this movie. A movie that's kind of close to us here in, the mid-state is, the movie called 42. Which is the Jackie Robinson biopic, parts of the movie were actually filmed in Macon, Georgia.
Right.
Cool.
So I kind of want interested in that. Even my stepdaughter, she wants to go see it. She saw the trailer ahead of the Die Hard movie that came out on Valentine's Day, and she was like, "I really want to see that. That looks to be interesting." So, may actually make that a trip to go to the movies. I never really, a movie that I never got into the franchise was the Jack Ryan movies, and we're getting a Jack Ryan reboot this year with Chris Pine starring as the new Jack Ryan.
Right.
Real quick, also list, Iron Man 3 for obvious reasons, next phase of Marvel's movie universe, and Anchorman.
Oh yeah, Anchorman 2.
That'll be out in December.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to them. Yeah, I just want to go to movies and just be entertained.
Entertain me. Like,
are you not entertained?
Yes. So that's there's some other stuff, but I'll let y'all list what y'all like.
I'll just name another one real quick. Also, thinking about trying to do New York Comic Con. I don't know if that'll happen or not, but I'd like to try that.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. See my boy Ben, formerly I Am Big Ben, now Laid Back Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
What about anything you want to list, Mr. Banff?
Oh man, that's like so much. I'm actually looking forward to there's a couple of music things I'm looking forward to. bunch of movies. I'll go through the music first. Definitely looking forward to the new Justin Timberlake album, which will be out on the 19th of March. If I remember that date correctly. Been a while since we've seen Justin. I think Future Sex Love Style came out in 06, was it?
Yes.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so it's been a while, you know, and I like the stuff that all the stuff that I've heard from this album. You know, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. Hopefully, praying to God that we will finally get this new D'Angelo album this year. That as last time I read an article about 2 weeks ago, Questlove was talking about the album is about 95% done. So, hopefully, praise to God that we finally get a new D'Angelo album, because the last D'Angelo album came out in 2000. So, you know, it's been a while. So, can't wait for that. And of course, you know, the Jay-Z is working on a new album. So, you know, that always makes me happy when my favorite rappers getting ready to put out new stuff. So can't wait for that. Yeah, that's it for music.
See, movies I'm looking forward to, finally get to see G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Yeah.
This month. Let's see, Iron Man 3, Fast 6, what are they calling it?
I think it's just Fast and Furious 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else comes out? Comic related.
Mel.
Oh,
is that it? Iron Man's the only one?
You got Iron Man, you got Man of Steel, you've got Thor.
Thor.
Wolverine. Yeah, Wolverine.
Yeah. Man of Steel, yes.
Yeah.
Very important movie.
They make me enjoy a Superman movie.
It is a very, very important movie. It is a movie that any future DC related movies are hinging on it, other than Batman. You know, because they're gonna make another Batman movie, but the Justice League movie, all the other movies are kind of hinging on this one. So, you know, and I can't fucking wait to see it. It just looks amazing. The trailers look amazing. You know, I think it's gonna be good. I really think it's gonna be something special, and I really, really do.
Pretty much. A lot of what I'm looking forward to is movies. The only thing really I'm looking forward to in TV is this may be the final season of Dexter from Showtime. And it's actually going to have a summer debut this year, so it's going to come out in June. So right now, the last season really turned out to be pretty good. Right now, they haven't revealed if this will truly be the last season. It's season 8 coming up. But for right now, I believe they're filming it with the intent that this will be the end of the series, unless Showtime decides to pull out something and get Michael C. Hall, of course, to agree to do the show for another year. For right now, they're going to consider this to be the end of the series. Also, that's something that Tim, I know, is a fan of, is the even though it's not technically on TV, but it's going to be Arrested Development.
Yes, I was just thinking of that when you start talking about TV.
Mm-hmm. They're going to do the one season apparently on Netflix. They said that there is a very slim chance that there will be two seasons of it for Netflix. They've been talking about the last couple of days.
When it finally comes out, I will finally sign up. At least do my. I'll finally sign up for Netflix.
Yeah. But yeah, looking forward to that. I wasn't a real diehard fan, but the shows that I watched of Arrested Development were very funny. So that's pretty much it. A lot of it, you know, I'm just gonna have to see, you know, what's coming out. Mainly if I look forward to TV, it's usually during the fall. But, you know, we've got the spring finale, or the, you know, the season finales will be coming soon.
There was something that, the end of my favorite animated show, Young Justice, will be this year, actually next month. It's getting great, and it's gonna end in a med.
Yeah, we've talked about our, I don't know, I guess we just have to be upset with Cartoon Network.
Yeah. Oh, and more complicated stuff, have Age of Ultron to not look forward to later in the year.
I've read the preview, or I read what you sent me today. What did you think? Or you haven't read it yet?
I haven't looked at it yet. It doesn't come out till next week, so it'll get hopefully read this weekend. What did you think of it?
I'm intrigued.
Did they even reveal anything? Set anything up?
Yeah. You're going to be questioning, well, when did this happen? How did this happen? The whole
thing. Yeah, that's my whole problem with it already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read it after we finish recording here, because I want to know.
Yeah. And you'll still be asking.
Obviously, obviously they're going to say it takes place in the past, since it deals with characters that were prominent back when this thing was originally supposed to have come out. Freaking Moon Knight and Luke Cage and whoever else he talks about. And that's another thing, another complaint of mine. Obviously, the story's going to deal with Hank Pym. Hank Pym's going to be involved since it deals with his character, Ultron. Yet, Hank Pym has not been involved in the Marvel Now book yet.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Not sure. Hopefully, we'll find out the reasoning. There's still some characters that haven't appeared in Marvel Now books, and maybe this will clear up those, you know, the people that have been left out.
I don't think we're going to find out. But, let's see. What else am I looking forward to? TV. Can't think of whatever TV stuff comes out really this year. I kind of just watch it as it comes out. So, see, summer shows, HBO. I don't watch any of the Game of Thrones or Boardwalk Empires of the world. I don't care.
I've heard good things about Boardwalk Empire, and my wife loves Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I hear good stuff about all that stuff, but same with The Walking Dead and whatever AMC shows, which are currently taking place.
I know some people online were talking about, they were excited about the Hannibal show that will be coming out soon.
Where is that going to be? What network?
NBC, that's going to be NBC, I think, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stars the Danish actor Mads Mikkelsen. He was in Casino Royale.
Yes, he played the chief. Yes. So that should be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually looking forward to I don't know if it got picked up or not, the Dracula show that's supposed to be coming on NBC. That, you know, because I'm always down for, you know, vampires. Yeah. Unless they sparkle. I can't deal with that sparkly shit.
Well, I know you don't have cable, but have you heard anything about, or what was your opinion, Bamf, on the Bates Motel?
You know what? I would kind of like to see it. I don't know how they're going to, you know, to tell that story, because I mean, is he gonna kill somebody every week? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, or are we just exploring the relationship between him and he and his mom?
Yeah.
How crazy a relationship that was. You know. Why they would do it for a show? Why would they make a show for a movie that's pushing 50, almost 60 years old? I don't know. You know. folks, I promise you, half of the cats looking at TV now have never seen Psycho. You know. So.
But, you know, hey, if it gets people curious.
Hey, if it's good, if it's good and people watch it, I'm all for that, you know.
However, you're going to. I was going to say, you're going to probably headbutt somebody who says, oh, that's just totally original. And.
Like, no, it's not, bitch. It's no, bitch. No. No such thing as an original idea. Stop it.
Yeah. But, it's interesting. I'm kind of intrigued. I've never seen Psycho myself, so I may check it out at least. It comes on in March, so I'll probably look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I got it on Blu-ray. If you want to borrow it, let me know.
Okay. EW listed albums that are supposed to be coming out this year. Beyonce.
Bounce it.
Supposed to come out in spring and summer.
Bounce it, bounce it.
Lady Gaga. Okay. No. For us, Drake.
Who?
Drake has an album.
I get me for us.
Well, I mean, we're urban. You know, he's urban, and
I don't give a fuck what he is. I ain't gonna buy a Drake album. Fuck him. No talent today. Anyway, go ahead.
Apparently, Eminem's going to have an album come out this year.
All right.
Yeah, Recovery was real good. I don't think we're Arcade Fire fans. Mm-hmm. And Miley Cyrus.
Oh. I hear she's working with, like, Tyler, the Creator on some stuff on her album.
Interesting.
Very.
But we'll see. Oh, and Mariah Carey will have her 14th studio album. Should come out, but, you know, with albums, I mean, that shit could be pushed back to 2014.
Right.
But, yeah, anything else? I just want good content to come out.
Yeah, we're going to... I'm looking forward to, we've already said Iron Man 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to Star Trek. Can't wait to see that. Of course, the next Hobbit movie, The Desolation of Smaug.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, can't wait for that. But like I said, the biggest thing I'm looking forward to is Man of Steel. I just really cannot wait to see that, because I just really hope that this movie lives up to all the expectations that it is, that are being laid upon it right at this moment. So I really can't wait to see it.
It's like, how long have we had to wait between good Superman movies?
The bad thing about it, Superman Returns is okay. It's really, mm-hmm. you know, but it's not the, it had. Had it been released in like 83, you know, right around and up, everybody would be talking about it's a classic. But, you know, you can't make that kind of Superman movie for this audience, because this audience is not, you know, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, you know? We just want, you know, we want Superman to, what do you say, like throw a punch at something that's, you know, just, you know, not just use his superpowers to lift heavy things.
Right. You know, because you can have a Superman movie where it's got drama and you care about the characters and stuff like that, and still have the action. You can do it. You know, I think they'll do it with this movie. I mean, you know, because yeah, I think they'll do it with this movie. I mean, you know, Jonathan Nolan, David S. Goyer, you know, writing the movie, you know. Zack Snyder, you know, his visuals are always amazing, you know. I mean, I tell anybody, even if you don't like Watchmen, you know, Watchmen is just a beautiful movie to look at, you know. So, you know, I can't wait. I really can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, Watchmen, I always think it's like a lot of people, I don't know what they were expecting with Watchmen, but it's a good movie.
It is. It's like, I mean, I don't understand. Yeah, I mean, because Watchmen would not have been my first choice of comic books to turn into a movie. You know, it just wouldn't have been. You know, and I'm like, if you read the comic book, the comic book is actually a lot more depressing than the movie is.
Yes.
So, but it's good. I mean, I love Watchmen, you know. Only Zack Snyder movie I don't really like is Sucker Punch. I mean, it looks good, but that story is just horrible. I don't know what the fuck he's thinking about, but, you know. So, you know, but once if he gets a script and he didn't write it but he directs it, it's always fantastic. You know, so I can't wait.
There's also the Superman Unbound direct to video animated movie that's coming out. It's basically based upon the Brainiac story art from 2008. Looks to be impressive. So I'm kind of anxious to see that. I'm not sure if that will come out this year, but there's also
Are you talking about Superman Unbound?
Oh, no, this one I was about to talk about, the Justice League, the Flashpoint Paradox.
Yeah, I don't know if that's this year? Is it? Because I was thinking it was the fall. That's what I was thinking.
Supposedly they've also been taking out some trademarks on like the word infinite. So some people have been wondering if that just has to do with the Flashpoint animated movie they want to come out with, or is it something else?
Mm. Yeah, a possible Crisis on Infinite Earths animated movie. And I'm like, that's a lot of shit. I don't see how you could
do it. Yeah, there's no way. I mean, that is a
definite two-parter.
I mean, it could be more. I mean, that's just one of those. That one right there is just too hard to tackle. I just don't know what angle they could go with
it. You know what I want them to do? I want them to do a Kingdom Come movie.
That would be easier.
I would love a Kingdom Come movie. Make it do a two part, you know, for that one too. Yeah.
They would probably call it Justice League Kingdom Come.
Right.
You gotta put the Batman Superman Kingdom Come.
No, it would be.
gotta have their names in it for people to buy it.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
that's another thing I want them to do. I want them to stop being so fucking scared and actually do a animated movie that doesn't center solely on Batman and Superman. Come on, y'all. Batman, Superman, or Justice League. That's the only thing they damn do, you know.
Come on. I mean, they got scared after that Wonder Woman movie didn't really take off.
Come on, man.
And the Wonder Woman movie is actually really good.
Yes, it is.
It's very good. You know. I mean, hell, the Green Lantern movie. Both of the Green Lantern movies are good. The first flight is, I will say it again, is what the Green Lantern movie should have been.
Yeah.
That first flight is fantastic.
Which pretty much sabotaged and because of that Green Lantern movie, that pretty much sabotaged any plans that any hopes that we could have gotten a very good Green Lantern the animated series, but you know. I mean, I think they could do an Aquaman if they base it upon that story that the Trench story, which was like the first six or seven issues of the new Aquaman title that just came out. I think it could work. You know, it's just, like you said, they're too afraid right now.
Right.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything else tech-wise, Gilmore or Banff?
I'm looking forward to switching back to iPhone in the fall.
I heard your rant about your Android phone, sir.
Yes.
Stop ranting about that. Dude, well, the iPhone 6 is not supposed to be out until possibly next year, so you know.
They'll probably they'll announce something near the end of summer anyway. Right, and it'll probably be out the 5S or whatever they're calling. It'll probably be out by the time it's time for me to upgrade anyway. So.
Right. I think that's right there. When that happens, when the iPhone actually becomes as big as a Galaxy S3, they're gonna sell a shit ton of their iPhone. I mean that's what a lot of people who use Android has been waiting on. You know what I'm saying?
A very big iPhone, you think?
A very big iPhone. Because I mean that's a real. I'm gonna let everybody in on the secret. All these fucking Android fans can say what the fuck they want. The real reason we don't buy iPhone is because the bitch is too fucking small. That's the only reason. That's it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to say what the fuck you want, whatever. That's the reason why. You know? Yeah. But an iPhone with a 5-inch screen, oh, yeah, I'll buy that. You know, no doubt.
Yeah. Dang, I just thought of... Oh, I had heard that they were... Apple's trying to now, you know, get into the... Well, they're already in the prepaid phone market, but, you know, the iPhone... five, I think, is it the 5 or the 4S? I think it's like $600 if you go to, like, Virgin Mobile or whatever.
Yeah, it is.
But now they... I read somewhere last week that they're going to now... basically consider making the iPhone using, you know, parts that are a little cheaper. So like instead of metal, they may use plastic, so they can possibly get that price point on prepaid down to probably about $200 or $300.
And that will work.
Right.
That
works. Yeah. They'll definitely consider it.
Oh, you'll sell a few then. You'll definitely sell a few. You know, what else am I looking? I'm looking forward to the PS4 because these damn specs I keep reading on this thing is like amazing.
Yeah, I see you talking about you want two of them on Facebook.
Right, I need two. God damn it, I need two. You know, I mean for real, because I was about to buy a PS3. I finally sat and read the specs for the damn PS4, and I was like, shit, I shall wait and get this damn PS4. So I've hit up my contact at GameStop, aka AJ, and I shall be going to get to reserve my damn
PS4. So you get your first gen adopter, what do they call that?
First gen adapter.
Yeah.
What? Who?
Is that what it's called? First gen adapter?
Early adapter.
Oh, early adapter, yeah.
Early adopter, yeah.
Adopter.
You know, yeah. I will be one of the first people that y'all know with a PS4. Get into it. I will be doing it. I promise you.
What do y'all think about this possibility of Xbox Infinity?
It's the first I've heard of Infinity. Is that just the Xbox 720?
Yeah.
You know, as soon as I need to see specs on it,
I think they're gonna do that around. What's the one in the summer, Tim? Is it CS3 or
E3?
E3, that's it.
So I'm going to wait and see what they're gonna talk about. I'm pretty much sold on this PS4, though. I mean, and the main rumor I keep hearing about the new Xbox is that when you buy the game, there will be a code with the game. And you have to input this code when you put it in your Xbox, and you will be the only person that will ever be able to use that disc. You can't trade it in. You can't buy it used. You can't take it to a friend's house. You know, that's kind of like, you know. So
it's almost already like that with some games.
Yeah, you know. So
because of Battlefield. My friend couldn't. You can't play Battlefield online because you have to. I mean, you can play it online, but you can't, like. Because I gave my copy to a friend of mine to play, but he couldn't play it online with his friend because I'd already used the code or used the activation code.
Right.
And you can, they have it where you can, like, purchase a activation code, but that sucks.
Right.
So. Well, so basically, you gotta buy the game again.
Pretty much.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, it's not even buying the game again. It's just that you have to, if like Tim, because Tim already has the activation code that came with it when he bought the game. Mm-hmm. You know, if his homeboy wants to play it online, he can't use Tim's activation codes because it's tied to Tim's Xbox Live account. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Old boy has to buy his own activation code. You know, however much that's going to be.
Probably half of a real
probably
game.
Half a game. It's probably going to be about $20 to $30. I would not be surprised.
Yeah, I'm thinking the 30 range.
And I actually talked to a friend that works at a GameStop, and he says that the Wii U has been he's been receiving a lot of those as returns.
Folks ain't fucking with that Wii U. You only see commercials for it anymore.
You know what I'm saying?
You didn't see commercials. I mean, that was the one Nintendo launch I had not seen one. I mean, I probably saw like a few commercials the week before, but nothing like, you know, you should be, you know, throwing that stuff all over the place, you know? It is, you know, as soon as you can.
Right. You know it's bad for your system when you can walk into a Walmart during the height of Christmas time and it's like 20 or 30 of them sitting there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, so, man. I think they kind of blew the load a little too quick on that one.
Yeah.
Try to get out ahead of people.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, it's one of those. They could have been the first, and it would have worked. But you know, it's hard to say. Plus, it's Nintendo. When they said we're going to go after a hardcore game market that left, you know, after we put out the Wii or whatever, I was like, okay,
right,
whatever you say.
You know, but. I mean, there's no such thing as a hardcore gamer market anymore, you know. Because I mean, they've all been trained to have these entertainment hubs. And essentially, what the PS3 and the 360, they're entertainment hubs. You stream shit, you play movies on them. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you know. And hell, even like I said, the PS4 is going to be more of that. You know, I mean, so. Hey, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But, yeah. But, anything else tech-wise I'm looking forward to? I'm actually looking forward to see what the first 4K TVs are going to look like. I can't wait to see one in real life, even though I won't be able to afford one. Damn.
Where are the prices speculated to be?
The 55, the LG is going to be the, I think LG's is, actually, Samsung's is going to be the first one. Samsung will be the first one to actually hit the market, and you can actually go buy it. And it's only going to come in like a 65, 75, and an 80 inch, if I remember right. And I think the 65 is going to run about $12,000.
Just like buying a car.
Pretty much. So we're going to have to wait a couple years for those to drop down in price before we'd be able to be like, oh, yeah, I want one of those.
So, okay.
Yeah. That's about it. That's all.
Okay. Got a couple of comments from blog posts I'll read through real quick to end the show. This is from Classic. My Batman number 17 review, which was the end of the Death of the Family. Says, great review, Tim. While I share some of your reactions to this, including suspense at every page and how Snyder wrote this as a dramatic crime thriller rather than your typical action and beat 'em up event, I have to say this would have had more of an impact on you if you checked out the other Batman titles leading up to this, which I had not. Over in Batgirl, the Joker kidnaps Barbara Gordon's mother and cuts off one of her fingers, forcing Batgirl to agree to marry him in order to free her. Leading to her capture. Over in Batman and Robin, Robin gets captured while going off on his own after the Joker and suffers through both physical and psychological torture in the forms of being submerged by a room full of bugs and then having to fight off Batman, who was really an imposter affected by Joker toxin. Damian Wayne had to face the challenge of either killing his father or sacrificing his life out of love and chose the latter, only to find out about the ruse just in time. Not much went down in Red Hood and the Outlaws, just a lot of Joker referencing how he had killed Jason once and can do it again. But over in Nightwing, Joker pretty much screws around with Haley's Circus, which Dick Grayson tried to bring back to Gotham City. He even goes so far as to assume all of the deceased members of the circus from previous years and places their bodies under the big top in some morbid lifelike diorama. All this to say, the lead up to the finish added to the effect of the final scene, in my opinion. But yeah, I can see the ending being a bit underwhelming, as I expected a death or two and figured Alfred was either gone or disfigured by the end of this. I did enjoy the twist of the family's faces being removed, but was actually relieved that that was just a ruse. Batman's speech to the Joker and his grasp of their relationship and motives surprised me. But then again, you have to expect everything and anything when it comes to Batman. This would have never worked as a Superman story, nor Spider-Man, nor Aquaman. It shows why Batman is one of a kind.
And here, here.
He posted again to the same post. As for trust issues with the family, they'll get over it. They did after Tower of Babel, when Bruce was kicked out of the JLA and each of the Bat family had to share Bruce's burden of mistrust from their peers. They did it after No Man's Land, and they'll do it again and again, because as much as Joker was right about the family making Batman vulnerable, he was wrong in that they made him worse. Batman would have been a lot worse off without Robin by his side, more so as Bruce Wayne, the man, than the hero.
Well, you know, what I'm hoping, and it will be good just for the characters to stand on their own, and I think that's what we'll get throughout the rest of the Bat family, is that each of the members that were affected by this will have to stand on their own. You know, there's one that, well, two now that we have to, you know, worry about without spoiling anything. So you know that, but it was a, you know, I like I was telling you before, I still have to read them all. I wanted to read all of them.
Yep.
As I got reading order online, and I'm going to read them all.
Yeah, same here. One day. Here's your comment to my Justice League of America number one review from Adam Black. Well done, Tim. I thought this was a good review. It's interesting to see that the government is basically forming a team that can basically take down the Justice League. I agreed on the Catwoman pick originally, but the JLA needs someone who is not entirely a part of the Batman family that can take him out. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I just had the feeling that Selina Kyle, if provoked, could, you know, and motivated, could possibly. Now, I'm not saying she would be able to take down Batman, but she would probably do it and have the least bit of guilt about it.
And so here's one from William Bruce West on my teaser image from Marvel Unveils Count on Marvel teaser image, which I spoke about earlier. Actually, I thought he had two posts I could have swore, but maybe this one. Anyway, some boy pointed out that this year marks 52 years since Fantastic Four number one, which is seen as beginning of the Marvel age. I just can't get on board with Marvel speculation anymore. DC usually builds to something, but Marvel just leaves you disappointed. I gave up on trying to figure their stuff out after 1602, whatever that is, which was billed as this huge earth-shattering project.
That was the one where it took place entirely in the past. It was written by Neil Gaiman. Okay. And it took place like in the 1600s, but it was the Marvel Universe starting over again.
He said the execution of that was pretty disappointing in the end.
And yeah, it wasn't that good.
Finally, Dirt from Pop Culture Network, Doug Turner, says, Adam Black's post of providing the great Justice League of America's vibe number one. While I like this new version of vibe, I was one of the ones glad to see the original breakdance in full go down. I do plan on sticking with this series, though. Good stuff.
Thanks.
That's all the feedback. So I guess closing. So now shout out some plugging time. Any, I'll let y'all go first with any shout outs or plugs you guys want to give.
Shout out to those guys that provided us feedback regarding our blog post and podcast.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Give us more feedback. We like reading it.
Right. Yeah.
Mr. Banff?
Yeah. Just as always, you know, shout out to just to everybody who actually, you know, takes time out of their busy day to, you know, actually listen to us, you know, run off at the mouth and say crazy shit, you know. We, as much as we act like we don't appreciate it, we actually really do appreciate it. So keep listening to us and tell friends. Spread us around. Use us like whores.
Yeah. Yes. Share our posts and podcast episodes.
Yes. Yes, we are sluts for sharing. So share us.
So maybe one day we'll be the ones breaking news. First right. hand.
Exactly.
That's the goal. All right, pretty well said. Only plugs I'll give, of course, would be out to the Code Slither podcast and the Eclectic Discussion podcast. Make sure to follow both and subscribe on iTunes and on Stitcher Radio. Shout outs to Classic Material and Eclectic. Follow them both on Twitter at Eclectic and Podcast EDP and Classic Materia on Twitter, no L, and at Code Slither Pod on Twitter. So, Leroy Jetstream was unable to join us tonight. I'm sure he was busy with something else, but maybe we'll catch him on the next episode, or maybe another Time Zones will be out by our next episode. So, again, shout-outs to Kojak Delta for giving us this idea for this episode tonight. For Mr. Banff and Adam Black, I am Tim D-O-double-G. Oh yeah, let's give our individual Twitter accounts out because I don't think we did that. Mine is at TimDOGG98.
I'm at @the_Adam_Black on Twitter.
And I am at Mr. Bam. I still do not tweet at all. But you can catch me on Instagram at Bam8211. Follow me. Follow me. I post funny shit on there.
So with that, we are the Click Nation, and we are signing off.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
The bad boys arrest me. Just in competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the race like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. Here to prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't wanna tussle with them. I'll be there for them, coming to grave with them, you're never walking out again. So you're back on the road.